It's called a minimum revenue guarantee, and in the Flathead, a nonprofit group called Airline Enhancement and Retention Outreach, or AERO, is raising funds to create one.
It's about the only way in the industry anymore to get a carrier to try a new route.
Chairman of AERO, Paul Johansson, is also part of the Flathead County Economic Development Authority.
The better connected you are through air service, the more economic growth is available. So a business that may be thinking about relocating here because of the quality of life, one of the real important factors that they look at is air service and how easily can they get to where they need to go to conduct business.
Basically, for a minimum revenue guarantee, or MRG, a group raises money and uses it to make sure an airline doesn't lose money investing in a direct flight between places like Kalispell and Chicago.
It's designed to take the financial risk out for the airlines, again, to try to get them to try a new route.
Johansson says AERO is by no means the first such effort. Many communities are offering minimum revenue guarantees to bring in flights. Last month, United Airlines started offering a direct flight between the Bozeman-Yellowstone International Airport and Newark, New Jersey, to run through March 30th. A $950,000 Small Community Air Service Program grant from the Federal Transportation Department funds the effort, along with a local match of $688,000. It's all being used to guarantee the flight for a year. Johansson says they're looking to the Jackson Air Service out of Jackson Hole, Wyoming, as a model.
Jackson Air Service will raise about $1 million a year fundraising through the private sector in the area. They'll spend $700,000 to $800,000 a year on MRGs, but you can get 13 direct flights to pretty key markets in and out of Jackson, compared to the four that we have in and out of Glacier.
Johansson says the markets on the top of AERO's list include Phoenix, Los Angeles, and Chicago. And he's talking about flights in the winter. During the busy summer season, there are direct flights from Kalispell to Atlanta and Chicago. And year-round, there are twice-weekly nonstop flights to Las Vegas, daily to Salt Lake City, Minneapolis, Seattle, and Denver. Johansson was involved in getting a direct flight between the Flathead and San Francisco several years ago.
And that was a flight that went through one summer. Unfortunately, United decided not to continue the flight. It seemed to do pretty well, but the revenue numbers just weren't there for them.
Johansson says there is risk for AERO, but they're hoping to find consistent support from the community and an air service that will be able to stand on its own. The MRG is a guarantee. They only have to dip into it if the airline is not generating revenue on the route. Johansson says last summer they talked with United Airlines about doing a six-week, twice-a-week route during the winter. He says it would have required a $200,000 MRG. They contracted with an airline consultant to analyze what the economic impact would be for the area.
Their analysis showed that the direct, what they call the direct and the induced economic impact, is about $900,000 from that flight alone. So, we think that the economic drivers are certainly there. But again, it's a matter of getting that message out, getting people to understand how this would work, and that it's a long-term effort.
AERO aims to raise $250,000 by May. Johansson anticipates commitments for $75,000 by the end of this week. He says they have a $100,000 matching commitment from the Flathead County Economic Development Authority, so need to raise a total of $150,000. From there, they'll have a chunk of money on the table to encourage an airline to take less of a risk in flying to Northwest Montana. Catherine Fry reporting from the Flathead.